Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to a Thursday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here, yes, on 1560 The Fan. And guess what? Ding, ding, ding. Yes, football will be on television this evening. Now, is it going to be played at the highest level? Is it going to be the best game ever? No, it's not. But NFL football will be on your television. 8 o'clock with the kick from Canton, Ohio, as we do every single year, where we start the preseason with the Hall of Fame game. That's right. It is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Las Vegas Raiders. I like there's already a point spread. Vegas by 2.5. Really? Is anyone actually going to be betting on this tonight? Preseason football? If you're betting on preseason football, games that don't even really matter, they don't count. But maybe to your checkbook they do. You might have a problem. This sounds like some like Jeff Foxworthy joke, like, you might be a redneck if you're doing this. If you are gambling on preseason games, yeah, you might have a problem. 2.5-point favorite. Yeah, I'll probably take that, though. As we know, the new world we live in, 17-game regular season, only preseason, you get 3 games. But because these 2 teams are going to be in this, they'll have 4 preseason games. And we know, we heard about this yesterday, where Trevor Lawrence is probably not going to play tonight. Neither is Travis Etienne. I don't know who's going to play, but someone's going to be wearing those helmets, and someone's going to be hitting each other. And that's right. And I'll say this from a TV perspective. I love baseball. I love basketball. I love hockey. I love all these different types of sports. I really do. I love soccer. I like tennis. Like, yeah, you know, I like these different sports. Even though this game really doesn't matter tonight, this game tonight will have better TV ratings than anything that's been going on. A lot of people are getting ready for tonight. Like, yes, football's right around the corner. That's right. You know, growing up in the North, where you had horrible bad weather during the winter, and it would snow and it'd be cold, when we would hear about spring training baseball and opening day, you're like, hey, that's great. Summer's around the corner. We're going to have nicer weather. That's really cool. Here in Florida, it's the opposite. Summers are horrible weather here. And I say it's opposite because if football's back in Florida, then the weather will get better for us. Once we get to the fall, it'll be a nice 75, 80 degrees every day. That's why it's backwards, or it's normal to you. It's backwards to me because I'm used to having the opposite. I love it. I really do. I know if you're a kid, it's probably not fun. You're like, oh, no, I got to go back to school. But for a good old Uncle Mark, it is great. Can't wait. Weather's going to get better, and football's going to be on nonstop. And remember, Thursday night football, then you'll have Friday night action, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And the only nights you don't have it is Tuesday and Wednesday. And you can just watch wrestling on those nights. See, I'm ready. I am ready. Can't wait. It's going to be fun tonight. It's been a long off season, and it's a point we've talked about for the last couple months where, you know, because of the pandemic, we're 2020 and 2021, the sports schedule was all over the place. It was all over the place. Where we're playing the NBA Finals, like, in November, and then the next year we were doing it in, what is it, July? Same thing with hockey. It was, like, really crazy. And everything was overlapping, which was kind of cool at the same time. But now this summer, we went back to the dog days. We really did. It was dog days and nothing going on. But at least we're going to get football back. That's right. We are, what is it, August 4th? We're like about a month away from Labor Day when we really start kicking stuff off for college football. And look, high school football, they're probably going to have their kickoff classics around like August 19th or so. That's right. Gets me very excited. It really is. But please remember, when you watch the game tonight, yeah, you're going to get a lot of guys who are backups or third stringers or guys who are not even going to make the league. I'll be rooting for you, but Yeah, most of you guys aren't going to make it. So you can't be like, oh, this team sucks. Like, no, this is not the full main roster you're going to see. Now, at the same time, some of these teams might actually still be bad. I mean, my brother's yelling where he thinks the Bears are going to go 2-15 this year. That might happen. But it's like, calm down. Chill out. Let's wait till we get to after Labor Day. But I heard something on CBS Sports Radio earlier, and I agree with this idea, where, you know, the offseason is really about talking heads like me, where you're constantly hyping people up, and everyone's great, and you know what, we're going to do this, this, and this. Like, you got big goals for the season, right? And it's all a fantasy. And you're like, yeah, we're going to do this, this, and this. And you know what? Once we get to September, it will be about, oh no, reality just, it just walked through the front door and it's telling us that we're not making the playoffs this year. No! That's why I always say, like if you're a Dolphins fan, like right now, yeah, this is a good time to like the team. Well, not after what happened on Tuesday. I just mean in general in the offseason, where it's like, hey, you know, hey, we're the Dolphins. I love the Dolphins. Grew up with them. My dad's a fan. And, you know, I love Dan Marino. And, you know, you have all these great memories. And then once we get to games, you're like, oh, no, we haven't won the division since 2008. That is when reality sets in. Oh, no, this is not good. Yeah, no, it's not. But, yeah, game's coming up tonight. NBC, 8 o'clock. Remember, it's going to be Mike Tirico. He is going to do the play-by-play on NBC now because Al Michaels left. I believe he's going to do Thursday Night Football on Amazon now. See, I got the updates for you. I really do. Yeah, I do. And this is the time of year where you're like, you know what? I do need that big screen TV. I do. There are times where I'll get lazy and I'll watch TV shows like on my iPad or my Kindle. And I'll just be in bed like, whatever. I'll just watch it on this 10-inch screen. I'll just watch it that way. But when it comes to big boy football, no way. Give me that big screen TV. You know what? Give me my cable package back. Honestly, once the NBA finals end, until we get to Labor Day, do I really need cable television? Outside of, you know, watching me on News 13. But once we get then, it's like, all right, now I need it. I need high definition. I need 4K. Give me the biggest TV you got and let's rock and roll. And you know what's funny about that? I used to live in a world where I'd go to the sports bar. You're like, oh, I can't get the game. Better go to the sports bar. Better go over there. Now it's like, no, I prefer to stay home. My TV's better. I have access to a fridge and a bathroom, and no one's yelling at me in my face. This is great. The only yelling that's going on is me at my television. Oh, it's gotten some pain over the years. But yes, that's how I look at it. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited as well for tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow with a recap, and then we'll start going, buddy. That's right. We'll really start getting it going. Oh, the other one is, I thought the Deshaun Watson thing was over, where he got the 6-game suspension. No, not going on. Where it appears that the NFL, and I know if you've been listening to this fine radio station most of the day, yes, they've been talking about it. I thought this was going to go away. Nope. NFL's like, 6 games is not enough. We're now going to make our appeal. We want it to be a year. And then Watson, he's going to fight them in court. And I'm just like, whatever. You're like a high school girl. You make the W with your fingers. Whatever. The NFL is smart this time where they're like, you know what? We're going to have some, I don't know, some Judge Judy character. She'll make the decision. And if public opinion doesn't like it, then we'll show up and we'll look like the good guys after a while. See, they've decided to put a middleman in there, or a middle woman, and they'll be the one that gets ripped apart, not us. Because remember, in years past, Roger Goodell would come down with the punishment, and people would destroy him. No, he's finally figured it out. Hey, I'll let someone else take the fall, and then I'll show up and be like the hero. That's right. Then there were some reports with Adam Schefter. I don't even know what to believe after a while. Where Watson, he's like, I didn't do anything wrong. All right. Just, is this going to go on all season long? Is Watson even going to play football again? Like, what is this story exactly? It's very confusing. Very, very confusing. But I know this, Jaguars and Raiders are playing tonight. Deshaun Watson won't be playing for a while, but yeah, these other teams will. That's right. So we can just eliminate the Browns from the playoffs right now. That's what we can do. Yeah. Yeah. We won't do predictions yet. I think the closer we get to Labor Day, then we'll start doing the predictions. I think that's the best game plan to do. Let's go to break. We'll come back. Let's hear from this fine gentleman. His name is Tim Walters with the Florida Today. He'll talk about high school football with practice starting, and I got to ask him about Ric Flair. I mean, come on. What's that next on the show?